106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. We have What's Up with Florida. There is a house in Florida with a skeleton on a stripper pole, and the neighbors are outraged. We have great news today dealing with the SNAP benefits that run out tomorrow. There's a guy, I'm sure you've seen the story, of has a coffee shop in Portland, Oregon. We're going to talk to that guy coming up a little bit later on today. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Garbage, and we still have more of this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
I'm sorry. I mean, how often? I mean... Oh, man, nobody thinks that's funny.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have another chance for you to win Bad Omens tickets for when they come to Southern California. And you qualify for a trip for two to London to see them there as well, coming up in about 20 minutes here. Tonight, Game 6, the World Series, very stressful.
It's exciting, and it can be stressful, too, especially with the series against the Blue Jays. Circle of Health reporter Denise Dedore has advice from experts on dealing with Dodger stress.
All right, now the first person they talk to is Mr. Generic.
It's like a roller coaster. I feel like one second we're going to win the game, and the next second we're playing defense.
I mean, technically, that's every single second of every single sport.
It gives you some sense of connection, some sense of human connection to something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah, I'd say that's the greatest thing about sports.
Being a fan is frustrating.
We got to figure out our bullpen.
It was pretty hard.
Chavalejo witnessed history at Dodger Stadium. To be there was a dream, but it came at a cost.
Especially to come to work the next day with 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that was after the 18-inning game that we won. To win a game like that and get 3 hours of sleep, worth it. All right, now here's a doctor to tell you how to deal with stress.
It's a natural thing to be anxious because you don't know the outcome.
Right.
ER specialist Dr. Anthony Cardillo with Adventist Health Glendale says elevated heart rate and blood pressure can cause cardiac events, especially for those with pre-existing conditions.
Right.
The psychological stress can lead to sleep deprivation, unhealthy eating, or increased alcohol consumption.
Or all of the above.
It's really important to have a healthy, you know, attachment to our team, but also have healthy anxiety, not bad anxiety that leads to aggression and destruction.
All right, so how do we do that?
And as you go through this World Series, Dr. Cardillo says this is a really good time to learn something about yourself, how you handle life's ups and downs, and how you can get better.
All right, how do we get better?
This stress response that people have sometimes follows people into other aspects of their life.
Got it. What are we supposed to do?
Dr. Cardillo's advice, take a deep breath and remind yourself it's just a game.
Oh, you. We have another chance for you to qualify for that trip for two to London to see Bad Omens in concert coming up in less than 10 minutes right here on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is King Lee.
King Lee?
Yes.
Your name is King Lee.
Yeah, one word.
All right. Hey, congratulations, you're caller 20.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
You got tickets to see Bad Omens when they play in Southern California, and you're qualified for the drawing to see them in London at a sold-out show there.
Oh, that is so amazing. Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have one more chance for you to win those tickets for Bad Omens, and that is at 6 o'clock tonight. You win the tickets to see them in March when they come to Southern California, and you also qualify to see them in London at their sold-out show there. It's time for What's Up with Florida, and What is Up with Florida is a house that has skeletons on a stripper pole.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
She said it's not your typical spooky decor. This one's got skeletons and suggestive poses, a pole, and it's all out in the open where kids walk to school. So, of course, we had to come see it for ourselves.
Man, this reporter's excited. He's all bricked up to start the thing.
Now I'm here to figure out what this means for this family-focused community and where the line gets drawn between Halloween fun and what's appropriate in neighborhoods like this.
I mean, there is a stripper pole, and there's a skeleton hanging onto the stripper pole in a, I guess, suggestive way.
Gabriella, who lives right across the street, says she sees it as all in good fun.
This woman across the street couldn't love it more.
La, 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 la. Woohoo! No problem. I can sit here. Something fun. Woohoo!
She says her two kids love it too.
I have two kids and they like to see the skeleton. They are dancing. No problem for us.
But not everyone in the neighborhood agrees. In addition to the anonymous tip, we found heated debates on the neighborhood social media page. One poster said, I don't see stripping as art.
Well, I mean, you know the saying, art is in the boner of the beholder.
Whether it's skeletons or cartoons, I wouldn't want my kids exposed to sexual innuendos. Another responded, if you want to see it as sexual, that's your take.
Wow, this is a full-on Halloween stripper debate.
Does it show the skeleton removing clothes?
Point for you.
How do you know if it's a female or male skeleton?
Another point for you.
Another neighbor said, we live here too. This is very inappropriate.
But there has to be a narc in the neighborhood. Who is the narc?
One resident even contacted the Homeowners Association.
There they are. You can count on them.
Which replied, unfortunately, the HOA cannot do anything about this. Halloween decorations are allowed, and residents can put up whatever holiday decorations they prefer.
I'm guessing that was unacceptable to the NARC.
The HOA advised that the offended neighbor should wait until Halloween is over next weekend, when the display will come down.
And in the meantime, would it kill you to put a dollar bill in between the ribs?
Meanwhile, Gabriella says she's more worried about the scary, gory displays than this one.
Oh, back to the crazy neighbor across the street. I love her.
I'm afraid when they put a lot of some scare things with no head, something like that. But this is so fun. There's no problem here.
Guarantee the woman across the street's a stripper.
Whether they're for or against it, neighbors in this neighborhood can expect to keep seeing this display until after Halloween.
No. 1 hour from right now at 4:20, we have the catch of the day. It's our new music feature coming up at 4:20 on K-Rock.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's Great News.
This is an amazing coffee shop in Portland that has raised over, well, I'm going to ask the founder. Josh White is on the phone with me. Hey, Josh.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Tell me about your SNAP program and how it got started.
Yeah, well, last week, at the very end of last week on our Instagram, we saw that the SNAP benefits were going to be taken away because of the government shutdown. And it's a very simple thing for us. We have food, other people don't, and we're going to feed them. And so we told people, come in, no proof needed, no questions asked, come in, have a meal, do not go to bed hungry.
And you had to have, as a business owner, thought, hey, this could bankrupt me.
You know, I didn't until someone else said that, but honestly, man, I don't care. Like, if there's someone that needs food and they're hungry, if I lose my business because of that, like, I can still rest easy that night when I go to bed.
You own Heretic Coffee in Portland, Oregon, and you offer free SNAP breakfast. Tell people how they can order it without having to beg.
Yeah, so as someone who's grown up around people who are in low-income households, and as I never went hungry, but I come from a family who didn't always have money for food, and I understand the societal or cultural like embarrassment that can come when you have to pull out that card to do something. And so we wanted to make every person coming in to get the SNAP breakfast, we wanted them to feel like every other customer there. And so what we did was you come in and you just ask for the SNAP breakfast. And our baristas will know exactly what to do. We ring you up just like an everyday regular customer, but it's 100% compensated.
And this started last Friday, you said, on your Instagram, correct?
The end of last weekend, yeah.
Tell me about the people donating, because that is the miraculous part of this story to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as of this morning, so to kind of give you some context, this has not been going on for very many days. This has only been going on for four and a half days total. As of this morning, people from around the world, 11,000 different people have donated $310,918.
Wow. That is truly stunning.
Over $250,000.
Who was the first person that caught your eye, which was, hey, that person isn't even in Portland, not even in Oregon?
You know, it's, man, I've tried to look through the transactions to see who it is. That's the hard part. It's mainly people emailing me. I'll wake up and it'll say, greetings from Australia, greetings from Norway.
Wow.
The ones that really get me, though, is someone said in my DMs, West Africa here donated, thank you. You know
wow.
what that tells me? That tells me that countries that we once called third world countries are the ones that are now donating money to help feed America.
I got to tell
That's
you,
something to think about.
One of the things I helped run a charity for many years, and one of the things that I realized when doing that is that so many people are willing to help, but just don't. They just need somebody to point the direction. And the fact that you just pointed the direction and said, hey, here's an idea. I'm going to do this in Portland. And you got over $300,000 that people donated because they want to help. There's so much good in so many people, and we forget that a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful yet terrifying responsibility to have. I've been telling people, someone came in today and said, like, I'm the, like, modern day Spider-Man. And I turned around and looked at one of my friends and I said, man, there's Spider-Man and then there's the guy in the chair. I'm the guy in the chair. This is all a little more than what I'm built for. But I, you know, we told people we're going to be as responsible and as transparent as we possibly can with where this money's going.
Now, is it possible? I know it's improbable. Is it possible that the government could still fund this program, the SNAP program, or no?
So as of just about an hour ago, a federal judge ruled that the Trump administration cannot shut down SNAP benefits. Now, I'm not a politician or a reporter in that regard, but it does look like it's going to be reinstated. However, it will take up to 6 weeks for people to get their benefits, but it does look like in the next maybe 3 to 6 weeks, that program will be rolling back out.
Well, I really am proud of what you did and how you thought to do it. And I know that you're blown away by the response to it. And even if it's not needed necessarily right now, all of it, it may be in the future. So it's people like yourself that I can point to and say, hey, here's a person that is doing good things. And not everybody is a bad person. And it's important, I think, to do that in this day and age.
I appreciate those kind words. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate you coming on the radio with us today. And
yes, sir.
Anybody in Southern California, if you have food issues, LA Taco is the website to go to. They have a bunch of different programs there as well. What do we do with our lives if we're not playing that today?
I know.
It's K-Rock, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday, 3 Things at 4 coming up.
I'm going to tell you a story about a monkey wearing a diaper who was on the loose at a Spirit Halloween store. Yes, sir.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day. On the way right now, Megan Holiday is here for 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock. KROQ.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one. Well, one of the phone topics that we did this week was about scary movies that kind of messed us up because we saw them too young.
Yep.
Well, as an adult, it might pay off to watch those again because it could help you lose weight. A university study found that watching a 90-minute horror movie can burn up to 184 calories, roughly the same as a 30-minute walk, due to spiked heart rate, adrenaline surges, and stress-induced energy use. Films like The Shining topped the list at 184 calories, while Jaws burned 161, and The Exorcist at 158. So
wow,
I know, isn't
that is
crazy?
So bogus.
I know. I can't believe The Exorcist isn't number one though. Okay, number two, in Dallas this week, a monkey was on the loose at a Spirit Halloween store. Here is the story.
A wild scene at a Spirit Halloween store near Dallas. That is not animatronic. That is not an elaborate holiday decoration. That is a monkey with a diaper, swinging through the rafters. Somehow, this animal escaped his owner, made the most of its freedom, climbed, crawled, darted around the store about 30 minutes. Eventually, the monkey was offered a treat, not a prey, not a banana, a cookie, and the owner got him under control again.
I love how people in Dallas are just casually Halloween costume shopping and
That's
carrying around a monkey. All right, number three, we do always like to talk about new movie releases on Fridays. Begonia is a dark comedy crime sci-fi starring Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons. There's a Twilight re-release of the 2008 movie starring Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. And the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future is happening, so they are screening this movie in a lot of theaters right now. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day!
A monster catch of the day.
All right, this is not a normal pick for the catch of the day. We are doing Cypress Hill, who put on their Instagram today a remix with the Dodgers of Insane in the Brain. So it's Cypress Hill Dodgers remix of Insane in the Brain, the 420 catch of the day today. That is the 420 catch of the day at Cypress Hill, Insane in the Brain, the Dodgers mix on the world famous K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We're going to take your phone calls in a minute on a topic and give you some concert tickets.
And the most entertaining call, you're going to go see Garbage at the Palladium on Wednesday.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We were just talking about Halloween stories and the kinds of things that happen that you can't explain. And those are the calls that we want to take today at 800-520-1067. I don't believe in extraterrestrials.
Oh, come on.
Having said that, anyone that says hard no is kind of dumb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyone that says hard yes bothers me a little bit. Like, right? There's got to be some, there's some stuff, there's some weird S that goes down.
Yes.
And I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but I also don't not believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
I don't, there's a big category for me that's like, what was that?
Yes. And I think I've seen so many of those paranormal shows where you do see weird stuff.
Yep.
Or documentaries where people are talking about all this crazy stuff that
happened. There's stuff happening.
So, but I've never had the experience of seeing a ghost.
So that's what we're looking for. Specifically, you're not necessarily, you don't believe everything that comes along. You're not necessarily all in with these stories, but something struck you as, what the F? And I can't explain that.
Yes.
And I just have to sort of coexist with, I'm not sure that there's extraterrestrials or ghosts or anything else, but also I have this thing that happened and I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah. I saw this. It happened.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
800-520-1067. We're going to take your calls and your text, and for the best one,
you're going to go see Garbage at the Palladium on Wednesday.
So, real life, when one of my daughters was younger, I want to say 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Ish, putting her to bed, she looked over in the corner of the room and said, "Dad, who's that?"
Oh, God, no!
And I looked over in the corner, and I all of these thoughts went through my mind. She does see someone. She's crazy. I'm crazy. All of those options
and
are out there.
Your house is haunted.
Yeah, and I said, "Do you see somebody?" And she said, "No." Let's play this.
Ooh.
Ministry. Every day is Halloween.
Love it.
Do you have a text?
I do indeed. The 562 said, "I didn't believe in ghosts, but this experience changed my mind. After several unexplainable events, a ghost left a message on my answering machine. It was his footsteps walking across my wood floor."
That was the answering machine message?
Yeah. No, thank you. Nope. Oh, my God.
800-520-1067 for your calls and or text. Real life scary stories on K-Rock. K-Rock, we're taking real life scary stories.
I'm in the south of France and had nowhere to sleep, so slept in the middle of this park. And I'd say around midnight, I'm falling asleep and I hear the click of a woman's high heels.
A woman's high heels in the park.
And didn't know what it was. I had a knife with me and I'm kind of like pretending like my eyes are closed. And all of a sudden, somebody kisses me straight on the lips.
Is this a wet dream?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Were you covered in your own
I was covered in a sleeping bag.
Okay. I love these stories.
These are crazy and terrifying.
I love this time of year for that exact reason. We are taking your phone calls on real life scary stories.
And we've got your tickets to see Garbage at the Palladium on Wednesday for the best call.
All right. You have a story like that?
So when I was a kid, I went to did volunteer work at Rancho Los Amigos in Downey at the under basement. I pretty much got rid of a bunch of different files and paperwork from the same asylum that actually was in Downey. As a kid, I'd visit the asylum as just a youngster, going in there doing dumb things, checking out the little rituals. I took home a file with me, a file of a woman with a missing eye. And it would have gruesome, grotesque pictures in there with, like, monkeys getting, like, surgery operated on, babies with, like, their brains out, disgusting, nasty visual stuff that nobody wants to see as a kid doing volunteer work. And so what do I do as a little curious kid into Halloween creepy stuff? By the way, my birthday is October, so I love this shit. I take the card home and I put it on my dresser. For the next 6 months or so, I keep seeing this lingering shadow by my door. And so one night it was just gone, and I finally felt this serene peace and just safe in my own bed. And then eventually I opened my eyes. I knew something was there. Nothing was there. Closed my eyes, I immediately saw that face of the woman that I picked the picture of. And after that, I got rid of the picture, I burned it, and I got rid of it, and that was my experience.
Oh my God.
God, I wasn't expecting somebody visited an insane asylum. Fantastic.
I've done some crazy stuff, man. Down in the insane asylum, there's been a lot of rituals, a lot of history, a lot of deep death there.
Well, that's not creepy at all.
No. K-Rock, hello.
So it was about 12 years ago. I was down in New Orleans, staying at a hotel there for about 5 days. And 3 out of the 5 days, I kept getting this voice, electrical current in my ears. And it literally was like a dude's voice being like, fire, get out. And I like immediately would just like wake up and be like, what was that? You know, and the friends that I was with, they were like, I didn't hear anything. I checked with the hotel guys downstairs in the morning. They were like, oh, yeah, this happens a lot. We've happened like for the last couple of years.
Fire, get out. Was there ever a fire?
Well, apparently they said that because obviously it's New Orleans, so it's the history and stuff. They just said we got a lot of guests on that floor say that happens.
Why do they still book people on that floor? It's so messed up.
It's a great question. All right, we're taking your real-life scary stories. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You have a real-life scary story?
My daughter was getting married, and I was putting wine labels on her wine bottles at 3 o'clock in the morning. I get up to go pee, and the TV just turned on. And I thought, well, maybe I left the TV on. There was no sound. Went back, turned it off. Then I was going to the bathroom, and it turned on full blast.
So you turn the TV off, and then it comes back on full blast.
Scared the crap out of me. So I go back, turn it back off, and I'm sitting there, and the trash can lid flew across the kitchen. And I'm like, okay, what the hell is this? And then my son, a couple weeks later, standing in the kitchen, and then there's this cookie tin flies off the refrigerator, and I watched it fly off. We found out a couple people died in our complex.
Did you move out of that place?
No.
What?
Oh my God.
K-Rock, hello. Real life scary stories.
So about 10 years ago, when I was still in high school, I was home alone. My parents were out Christmas shopping. So I was alone with my dog playing video games. And my parents had left the light on in the restroom. So I saw somebody pass by. I thought it was my sister or somebody had come home early. So I had paid no mind to it. And then I saw it again, go to the restroom to my parents' room. So I thought it was my mom. I go check. There's nobody there. So I thought it was just my mom or somebody messing with me.
So your mom is the kind of person who would do that to you to scare you out of your mind.
Love her.
I go back to my room, go back to playing. I hear the cover slam. I go check. Nobody there. Go back to my room. I hear the Christmas ornament fall and break. Nobody there again.
What the hell?
So I go back to my room. I call my parents. Are you nearby or home? No. I'm like, nobody's home. No. I hung up. Next thing I know, a demonic voice just tells me, get out. The most demonic voice ever tells me, get out. And then my dog gets up and starts barking. I just run out the house, call my mom, and tell her, something's in the house. I don't know what it is. I'm not going back there till you get home. And she tells me she's seen the same exact thing or something passing by. And she was the only one seeing that. And when I tell the exact same story, she tells my grandma, and my grandma's really, like, religious, just tells us to, like, read the Bible out loud, certain verses, to get rid of any bad spirits. And ever since then, nothing has ever happened.
Wow.
Whoa. You exorcised the demon.
You did it.
Wow.
Weirdest thing ever. And I'm the type of guy that likes stuff like that. I'm going to, like, Knott's Scary Farm tonight. But I'm the type of guy that likes that. But experiencing that with nobody there, it's surreal. It's nothing you can, like... You can't even experience it unless you're there.
Yeah, no, it shakes you to your core for sure. K-Rock, hello.
About 30 years ago, working in the film industry, we were shooting at the old Bullocks building on Wilshire Boulevard. I was the best boy electric. We were shooting inside during the day, and then we moved out to the parking lot at night. I was doing a sweep to make sure we had all the gear out, otherwise known as an idiot check. And walking out felt kind of weird. Turned around to look behind me to see a full-formed apparition just floating there, staring at me.
Did it look like the one in, like, Ghostbusters?
Very similar, but more defined.
Interesting.
I kind of started to move after about a minute of just standing there.
Did you move toward it or away from it?
Away from it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I started to move, she just zipped off to the side.
Oh, God. That is terrifying.
That's pretty great.
As I walked out of the building, the woman who was the caretaker, she looked at me and she goes, "Oh, it looks like you saw the ghost."
Excellent. Excellent. I like all of these people who've seen it before and don't give anyone a heads up.
Yeah, I know.
That's
like, hey,
wild.
Stay in this hotel that we know is haunted. Come on in. Crazy.
All right, the first guy we talked to that went to the insane asylum
in Downey.
Downey.
Yeah, his name is Carlos.
Carlos, hello.
Hey, how are we doing today? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you as well. You got the tickets to see Garbage.
What? It's trash, man. That's some garbage right there. Hell yeah.
Congratulations. It's Wednesday, and thank you for calling. We appreciate it. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And I've got your final chance of Bad Omens. That is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.